Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
As the sauce czar of the Commonwealth.
All right, I think
sauce is defined as any liquid thing you pour over a food.
By your definition, dressing would be sauce. You said any liquid that's poured over food, that would be what dressing is.
Well, how would you define a sauce? Maybe it's not a liquid.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen. I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Right, Wiggy?
That is right.
This is where you speak.
No, I know that, but I was thinking about how do I speak it so that people understand it. Well, here's how you speak it.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
It's gotta be a quick surgery.
Yeah, okay.
All right, just suck that right out.
We are back tomorrow. Save that.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Get past that.
Talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Greg, however, 2 for 2 on scoops of ice cream.
I did get the double scoop last night. I mean, what's the point? Like, it's thimble size. Like, who's going in there and getting ice cream and getting a thimble size thing?
Because the base should be 2 scoops, so you don't feel like a fat ass ordering the 2 scoop one.
Now.
It's sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passive judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of...
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Wow.
Morning.
I am here.
Hello. How are you? Are you okay?
No, my... Oh, shoot.
Oh, no. All right.
Emotional?
My
voice.
Restart the show?
Because they put that... I guess they put that thing down my throat.
Yes, they put the thing... good morning. This is the first time you've spoken this morning.
Huh?
That happens. You wake up, the family is sound asleep, and you had no idea that you were going to come in here and be like that.
No, I didn't know my voice was going to be all this, like,
yes.
You know, because I guess when they put you on they put a tube down your throat.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, right. I guess so. I didn't You know,
I mean, no days off. That is that. There's nothing that shows no days off more than you being here.
Yeah,
post surgery this morning.
Shout out to my doctor Christopher Lee and Clario over there at Chestnut Hill for hooking me up with my face. Mm. I told him suck a little bit out of my gut where you had me under.
Did they take anything out?
No, I don't see any abs down there, okay. So I don't think they did that.
Right. I'm surprised it's only on one side. I don't know why I was expecting it to be both sides.
Because the lipoma was only on one side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't on both sides. It was only on the right side of my face, so they took it out of there.
It would have been really funny if they also put a bandage on the top of your ear. It would have improved the trauma.
Right. I would have been able to do my thing. But I made sure he wrote on it beforehand, right side.
Did you wake up a bit loopy?
A little bit.
More so than normal.
Oh, man. Yo, the boy who lived.
I was gonzo as soon as they gave me the medicine. Right. I remember them wailing me about 3 feet.
Okay, so you remember them wheeling you down towards surgery.
That's it.
And that's the last thing you remember.
And then next thing I know, I was in
And then you were home when you woke up?
No, I was in the recovery room.
Oh,
I guess I was flashing old ladies and stuff.
Oh,
because I completely forgot.
Oh, that was the medicine.
No, this was actually before I was even on the medicine, because I forgot.
That might have been a case of the Johnny not fitting. It might not have been your
fault. They put that thing on, and then the lady, she just took the blanket off me, and she was like, all right, you got to go to the bathroom. And I was like, no, I don't got to go. But I forgot I had nothing on underneath. So there was a lady across from me, and I was just kind of like sitting on the bed. And my wife was like, cover up. I was like, yeah, whatever. It was too late by that time.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure she's – you said it was an older woman. I'm sure she's
seen one. Yeah.
She's seen one before.
Yes.
Courtney always says you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Well, that's not really the case.
That's Courtney's friend.
All right. Well,
but that's like kind of the thing is they put that thing down your throat, and my gag reflexes are not that great, so –
But they take it out before you wake up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't remember them putting it in?
No. And I told her, I was like, oof, I don't want to remember anything.
Yeah, that's the breathing tube, I believe.
Yeah, that's what she said. But I didn't know they always did that. I didn't know that you always put a breathing tube down your throat.
Well, we are delighted that you made it through.
I'm back, baby.
We are glad that you are here.
Face chiseled.
Yes. And now, this was not, Courtney was suggesting this was just a cosmetic procedure.
No, it was
you had to go get it done medically.
Yeah, it was a lymphoma in fatty tissue under my jaw.
That you had to get removed.
That they had to take out.
For cosmetic, I thought.
No, not cosmetic. Oh. I mean, dare you?
I thought you said to me that it was for cosmetic.
I was insulted yesterday when you suggested.
Well, I just said it to you off air, so.
No.
Okay.
I was worried when he said the name of it.
Right.
And then I asked if everything was okay because it kind of sounds like cancerous.
Yeah, they have the to way take you it say out. It.
And take it out so it doesn't become cancer.
Right. Because it can keep growing.
Yeah.
So when I said cosmetic, you could leave it in there, but then it could keep growing. It could cause issues.
Yeah.
So that's why they took it out and then they do biopsies on it or whatever.
Yeah. Courtney just assumes anytime anybody goes to the doctor, they're getting plastic surgeory done.
Oh, it was with the plastic surgeon.
That's who does it, the plastic surgeon. Yeah, the plastic surgeon has to do it because...
Because I remember you and I talked about masseter Botox, and that was the start of all of
this. Yeah, I thought it was my masseter, but then the doctor was like, nah, it's a lipoma, fatty tissue up under there. I was like,
also, you're veering into old man territory by sharing all of your medical stuff with everybody else. That's what old people do.
Well, people are going to be like, why has he got that giant thing on his face? I might as well tell them before they even ask.
I'm just impressed you're here.
Yeah, that's a Patriot way, though.
Yeah.
He learned that from you-know-who, Curtis.
You don't make the club in the tub.
No, I remember Bill Parcells used to say that all the time.
Yeah.
I make the club in the tub.
Well, we got a lot to get to on this morning's show, including our leads coming up in just about 10 minutes at around 6:25. And then they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will certainly talk about what Brad Marchand said about the ongoing Jeremy Swayman saga. By the way, reasonably credible report. I hate when speculation, report, suggestion, whatever. that Jay Swayman has requested a trade.
Oh, damn.
From the Boston Bruins.
And he like Devontae Adams now.
Yeah. So I don't know where you are on that. I don't. It seems like.
I don't need on Brad, but I guess we're doing Brad, and they said it. I won't do that lead then.
That was going to be your lead?
It was going to kind of be something about something he said.
Yeah, we can get to. I mean, you can offer a lead, and then we can get to Brad Marchand or whatever. I don't want to kill your lead. But
isn't it frustrating that it's October 2nd? Like, why couldn't they have sat down, you know, for a weekend, Swayman, Sweeney, and Neely, and just figure this out?
Minus the agent,
right?
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that. Minus the agent. What? That would be the dumbest thing ever.
Well, they were with him yesterday at a coffee shop, minus the agent.
That is a fake photo.
Thank God that happened.
Oh, you got a wreck shun?
Yes, Curtis. I've been waiting for Curtis to get a wreck shun on this radio station.
Come on, I was all excited.
Curtis.
Damn, cuz. Do we have this photo?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'll send it to Mitch.
This is a day that will live in infamy. Now he can't say anything to me anymore. Thank
Curtis,
God.
I like
that.
Yeah, that's a fake. That's photoshopped.
Why would he tweet a fake
because
photo?
He was tweeting like all these fake stories saying Keith Yandel told me this and then would say, oh, the wrong source.
Of all the sports for me to get duped on, hockey.
Right, you're the hockey guy. Fell for the banana.
I immediately went and found the actual picture of Don Sweeney that they took the head from.
Yeah,
I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't look right.
How do you look at that picture? No, Curtis, no disrespect, because I love you. But how do you look at that and Don Sweeney's giant head pointing in the opposite direction and not tell that's photo?
I didn't do a full photo analysis. I saw the account, I saw that it was real, and I figured it was a real photo.
Did you read any of the responses?
Courtney, I don't know if you know this. I've stopped reading responses for the past year. I don't read comments. It's not a place I enter.
Courtney got erection?
Yeah, he did.
Damn. Oh,
man, that is entirely on me.
Also, it is a real problem for you if I have to clarify technology for you in any way, shape, or form, Curtis.
Look so happy. I thought that was like maybe they were waiting for the
pumpkin.
Sweeney
has like his tug out.
Yeah. What is very funny was if you were to replay that, Curtis said it and everybody went silent because we were all wondering if he was going to go there. Everybody. And I was nervous. I was like, who's going to fall for this?
Oh, well, we know fell for the banana
and
tailpipe.
I respect the message room that didn't correct me. If somebody sends an errant story, we should not tell them it's fake. We should hope for a moment like we just
did. Oh, no, I thought that you were sending it like LOL.
Oh, I'm not in the slightest bit. I'm saying in all sincerity, we should do it that way.
Good content.
It's good content.
Curtis, just blame it on AI. It's ChatGPT.
We've been duped by AI before.
It's like the photo of Diddy and Meek Mill who came out holding hands walking down the street.
Ooh, Diddy about to spill the secrets.
Well, I don't think it's Diddy. I think it's the other celebrities who... allegedly, that the prosecutor's going after.
But how do you think they got those people's names?
No, but don't you think they're the ones who are going to roll over on Diddy? They want Diddy. They don't really.
But how do you think that they got those other celebrities' names who were partaking in whatever was going on?
I bet probably when they raided Diddy's house, he probably had a ledger of people that were there.
Well, there's a lawyer. I mean, I don't know how legit the lawyer is, but there's a lawyer who is suggesting that there have been attempts to sell them a pornographic tape in which an A-lister is being filmed doing untoward things and doesn't appear to know that they are being filmed doing untoward things. And Diddy is doing his...
filming?
Well, I don't know if he's filmed. I think... I guess he had one hand on the camera, but I don't know what was going on.
Now that there's a 9-year-old involved, can we stop, like, any sort of compassionate or any, like...
As a 9, 10, 15-year-old involved.
Like, I know, but the 9... Like, that is satanic behavior.
Yeah.
Like, if you're... That is about as... this. Like, it's the worst thing you can do, honestly. If I were 9, I'd rather be killed than have to endure that. And this guy, and all these people knew it. They all knew about it.
Your boy Tony Busby, what's he say? He got 150 people?
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Interesting, the connection there.
Right.
That it's Tony Busby. Who's
exactly.
All right. Well, anyway, it seems like maybe Jeremy Swayman is looking to get out of town, and we will discuss that.
I'm sending Jackson to the Starbucks right down the road in case he sees the three of them together this morning.
Well, speaking of social media, Curtis, since you brought it up, at some point this morning, we have to get to the former Patriot on former Patriot violence which was the post by Matt Chatham.
Oh, I didn't see this.
I believe the Matt Chatham post is basically, tell me Wiggy has no idea what he's talking about without telling me that Wiggy has no idea what he's talking about with regard to Drake May.
Oh, so the Drake May stuff.
At some point, we will get to that also on today's show. And the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45 this morning. And that includes Florida, not like the rest of us. And where an OnlyFans star is being ripped for the Hurricane Helene content that she produced mid-hurricane, mid-horrific hurricane. So all of that coming up on this morning's Greg Hill Show. And here to tell you what has happened overnight and this morning, it is Courtney with What is Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Bruins took down the Flyers in preseason yesterday. 4-1 was the final. Brandon Boosie was the goalie. He had 13 saves in the win. Speaking of the Bruins, Nesson Bruins host Sophia Yurkstevich took to social media yesterday to announce she would be taking some time away from the team for personal reasons. It's only preseason, but I was wondering. I am very good friends with Sophia, yes. But I was noticing that she wasn't posting anything Bruins related. She's taking some time away. She has been very forthcoming in that she will be back.
Oh,
so okay. I'm thinking
hopefully
of Sophia.
She's all right.
Yep.
Any kind of a cocoa bomb on this baby?
No. Okay. Stand far away from that.
It's so interesting because I was communicating with her about being a part of this show this season because she was so good last year.
Right.
So we wish her the best and hope she gets back soon.
Yes.
Yeah. Hopefully she's all right.
Okay. Yep. The Celtics took down in Abu Dhabi last night to kick off their preseason play against the Nuggets on Friday. So cute, too. Jason Tatum posting a photo of Deuce's first day of school while on the flight. Just very nice. He's a good dad. In football, Rashee Rice may be sidelined for the remainder of the year after being carted off the field early in the Chiefs' Sunday matchup with the Chargers. Seems like he suffered a torn ACL, but more tests are required to determine the extent of the injury, how long he could miss.
I just have a quick note on the Celtics landing in Abu Dhabi.
Yes.
Wasn't it the NBA that moved an all-star game from Charlotte because of a bathroom bill?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. That's pretty consistent. Okay. Enjoy Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi's on my list.
That's Dubai, right?
Yeah.
It is. I heard it's beautiful out there.
Yeah.
They really
be careful, women.
Right, yeah. Right. You have to be very careful. And Davante Adams may be on the move. The Raiders have informed other NFL teams they would consider trading Adams for a package that would include a second-round draft pick and additional compensation. Adams missed his first game as a member of the Raiders on Sunday with a hamstring injury suffered in practice on Thursday. And this comes after Raiders coach Antonio Pierce's verified Instagram account liked a post from Sports Illustrated wondering whether Adams had played his final game with Las Vegas. That like, of course, was later removed.
In retrospect, was this the guy Antonio Pierce was talking about when it came to business decisions?
Yes. Nailed it.
I think it was, yes.
Imagine that. Imagine if Drake May was playing and he was performing well or looked good. You could make a legitimate run at Davante Adams.
Well, you can still make a run at him.
You think he's going to want to come here knowing that Jacoby Brissett...
Does he really have a choice?
I mean, has he...
technically a trade. It's
I know he technically...
I mean, there's a new harp at Patriot Place.
I was thinking about this last night. I'm not an NFL GM. I think... Have I made that clear on this show?
Yes, you have.
Okay. So this might be outrageous. But what if you were the New England Patriots and you went and got him and you gave up something reasonable future-wise, pick-wise, to go and get him. And then you traded him and got yourself a piece on that offensive line that would help you somehow get through this season.
So like flipping a house, flip Davante Adams?
Yes. I mean, is that an outrageous suggestion, Chime?
Well,
we are in dire straits here when it comes to the O-line.
Would you flip him like right after you got him or flip him like in the offseason?
No, I would flip him. I would flip him immediately.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Right. I would just use the pick that you would trade for him and trade it for an offensive line.
Yeah.
Because the question.
But it might be of more value to. You're talking about a future pick, Curtis.
Right.
It might be. He might be of more value to somebody who needs a wide receiver right this moment. And they might be willing to part with something they have offensive line.
Yeah, but that means...
Why wouldn't they just trade with the Raiders now? The team that needs a receiver.
Well, Greg, I would have to say to your thing, you would have to flip him for an elite offensive lineman, and I don't know how many teams would be willing to give that up. Because you're not going to trade Devontae Adams for just some, okay offensive lineman. You know what I mean? He's one of the best wide receivers in the league.
And, Greg, I don't want to get duped twice, but I have good news.
Yes.
I just saw Devontae Adams at Logan Airport. He's renting a car.
That hurts.
All right, we'll experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between. Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Good morning, Courtney. 55 degrees, cloudy skies. Going to be a nice afternoon. Love the afternoon. It's going to be 66, partly cloudy.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are going to get to, they said it in about a half an hour at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will certainly discuss what Brad Marchand said about the ongoing Jeremy Swayman saga during They Said It at 7 on this morning's show. This is Frank from Cape Coral. In Curtis's favorite state, Florida, not like the rest of us. Hello, Frank.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How are you?
What's up?
Hey, thank you for taking my call so quick. And I've been bugging Courtney for another Florida road trip, and I promise I'll get you some more Skull Dip.
We will be there in February for an extended period of time as the Red Sox return to the Grapefruit League and to greatness. So I'll give you a heads up, but this is, I heard Sam Kennedy say it the other day, Curtis, this is the off season in which they are going to go for it.
Oh,
so
okay.
I hope you're ready for that.
Oh, I can't wait. I honestly just want to go back to get lunch at Twin Peaks with you guys. That was fun.
Me too. That was fun.
Yeah, and this time I won't sneak attack you on it, and you guys can enjoy it.
No, it was great that you came over. Some of us thought you were going to pay for the check when you did that, but we were delighted to meet you. What's up? What are you calling about?
Oh, the Battle of the Basement in the AFC East, because I'm probably the only loser Dolphins fan that calls this show.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, I'm going to agree with you 100%. Mike McDaniel, he's not it. And a lot of the blame that you put on Elliott Wolf also has to do with down here with Chris Greer. But like I said, who loses this game this Sunday is really going to be in worse shape, in my opinion.
Yeah. Is the mood down there turning when it comes to Mike McDaniel? It seems like it is nationally, but
yes,
it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he has
100%.
I saw last night. He has essentially the exact same record that Brian Flores had when it comes to coaching 38 games or whatever it is.
With a much better roster.
And you know what's crazy? Yeah. The people down there, because when I was down there in Hollywood, Florida, don't like his shtick. They're getting tired of that.
Well, yeah, I think
some people love it, though.
Nah, the fans that I was talking to, they were like, oh, we're getting tired of this guy and, you know, his shtick. And obviously, it ain't because of winning. But I give the guy, Chris Greer, credit down there because he went out and got Tyreek Hill. He traded for Brandon Chubb. So he's got no problem with going to get guys. I know he let Christian Wilkins walk away in free agency, but they get your players down there.
Yeah, I just think that we're back to the ongoing discussion about the different generations and about the way in which you try to manage people who don't want you yelling at them or don't want you holding them accountable or want to focus on a work-life balance or whatever it is. And so Mike McDaniel was held out there as the be-all, end-all when it came to the kind of coach that the guys love. And he's a happy-go-lucky guy. Yep. He came all the way from, you know, he was an intern early on, and he made it made it all the way to head coach. And look at him. He can relate to his players. Yeah, but he's not winning football games.
Nope.
So I, you know.
Now the destination for Belichick. The Belichick destinations are opening up like crazy because of the way people view some of these new coaches. And after a year or two, or not a year or two, but a couple years, where they don't see this transition into championships, I think people are like, you know, owners are going to be like, all right, give me a guy like Bill in here who has proven he could do it his way and win chips.
And all the talk about Brian Flores and being mean to Tua and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Brian Flores might be the best coach that's not, I mean, outside of Bill Belichick,
mm-hmm.
the best coach that's not currently coaching in the NFL.
Yeah. Great
he has point. Turned away the Vikings.
What?
Yeah.
Might be the best defensive football.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. Yep. Great point, Curtis. All right. Shine, let's get right to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Shine, great choice this morning. Eric Burden and the Animals. What made you pick that?
Jeremy Swayman and Davante Adams.
Okay.
They've been singing that all night.
All right. Well, go. Go when it comes to your lead.
So my lead pertains in part to Davante Adams. I think he may be a bit of a difficult get for your New England Patriots, but I think ultimately he is under contract. It is a trade, so you can theoretically acquire him, and you could try and, you know, Kevin Garnett the whole thing and get him here, and you may not like it, but then all of a sudden, 3 games later, Drake May's in, and maybe he sees something for next year. There's a possibility there, but on top of that, I think in general, there's going to be opportunities here for the New England Patriots to acquire wide receiver talent. If, in fact, you were interested in a guy like Brandon Ayuk, and you were even willing to pay him that money, there are going to be other guys available, especially here at the trade deadline, that you could try and trade for, acquire, and then they're on your team. You don't have to worry about trying to overpay in free agency for them. Guys such as Amari Cooper, DeAndre Hopkins, and then if you go a little bit farther down the list, even a guy like Christian Kirk is better than what you have on the roster for the most part.
Doesn't D-Hop, he has an issue with the clam chowder or something?
Maybe he does.
I mean,
I
don't think that's happening.
But I'm just saying, like, there are going to be opportunities out here for receivers.
Yep.
Unfortunately, the offensive line trade market isn't as bountiful.
Right. Bountiful.
Yeah, because a lot of the offensive linemen that are going to be free agents next year anyways are all on playoff contenders, so it's going to be hard to find rental guys there. Mm-hmm. You'd actually have to go and spend something to pull him away, pull an offensive lineman away from a bad team.
Yeah.
So that would be a little bit more difficult, but you can sign those guys in free agency in the offseason, and that's where you can focus that money. So I think there's an opportunity here to improve the team this
trade-wise.
Year still, and then
trade-wise.
Correct.
You said DJ Moore?
I didn't even say DJ Moore.
And he's another one.
He seems unhappy in Chicago. Like, there's the wide receiver market for you. It's fortunate. This is just constantly there's going to be guys available.
I think you're going to have to do it that way.
Yep.
Because the longer that the quarterback you took with the number 3 pick sits on the bench and nobody knows what he really can be.
Right.
The more difficult it is going to be to get a free agent to sign here.
And isn't it easier, too, if you have a number one receiver to say, oh, let's throw Drake out there, because worst case scenario, he can be like, nah, Davante Adams down there somewhere.
Well,
and
that's
just
throw
it in that direction.
That's why I said, Greg, by you not playing Drake May, and if Drake May looked like he was like Jaden Daniels, for example,
and
looked decent, Davante Adams might be like, oh, I want to go there. This guy's going to feed me the ball a ton.
Yes. But Matt Chatham says you have no idea what you're talking about, essentially.
My boy Chatham.
Okay, essentially.
Is there a possible scenario where I can leapfrog Curtis for my lead? Because this is a good transition into mine.
Whoa, the man has been here for over a decade.
I know, that's why I'm asking.
It's up to him. It is up to him.
Of course, ladies first.
Are you sure? Because I don't want to, you know, overstep.
Are you... Curtis, are you an open the door for women person?
Chivalrous?
Chivalrous?
Chivalrous.
Greg, I actually noticed recently you're doing it more.
What?
Opening the door and like having me go in front of you.
I always try to do that.
It's gotten exquisite.
Gotten better?
Oh, exquisite?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got to work on that. My wife always says I got to work on that.
Oh, see, I always thought you were very good at it.
I like pulling out the chairs or opening the doors.
My old man taught me that. Oftentimes, I will scurry my way out of the Red Turtle in order to open the door for Lindsay.
That's pretty very cool. Nice.
Yeah, that's really good.
I feel like it's just going the extra mile.
Yeah,
thinking of you scurrying makes me giggle.
Pull a seat out at dinner, too.
You mean asking the valet to do it?
I do pull the seat out
at dinner. That's good.
I do a little trick where when she sits down, I'm sitting in the seat already. You know what I'm saying?
Like Santa Claus?
And she always has to be facing out.
Excuse me?
If you're sitting at a table with a woman, she is supposed to face the room. You are supposed to only face her.
I didn't know that.
No.
I had no idea.
Yes.
Never put your back to the door.
Leapfrog Curtis.
I'm leapfrogging Curtis because Wiggy just brought up Drake May, and Brian Callahan has made it clear that the Titans are going to stick with rookie Will Levis after Levis went down with
second-year player Will Levis.
Yeah, this is second year.
Oh, I'm sorry. Second year with Will Levis. But they're sticking with him over Mason Rudolph.
Okay.
Mason Rudolph came into the game on Monday night, led the Titans to a win over the Dolphins, and looked pretty okay. Mason Rudolph is like a Jacoby Brissett. He's going to be like a career backup.
Yep.
But he handled the situation pretty nicely. And a lot of people said, well, if you keep Mason Rudolph in for the remainder of the season, maybe you could get the Titans a few more games. This was only their first win. They're 1-3 on the season.
Right.
They have a bye week this week. Brian Callahan said that they're going to stick with Will Levis as long as he's healthy moving forward. That is because Will Levis is supposed to be the future for the Titans. Drake May is supposed to be the future of the Patriots. The Patriots need to take a page out of the Titans' book right now and just go with Drake May. Don't worry about the injuries. Don't worry about anything besides the fact that we need to look for towards the future and not just focus game to game. It's setting the Titans up for success, having confidence and showing confidence in Will Levis, making sure that they're going to go with him moving forward. I just saw the way in which Brian Callahan spoke about Will, and even though he's injured and as long as he's healthy, despite what Mason Rudolph could give them this season, that's where they're going to go because of the future, and I would just like to see that from Jerod Mayo.
Yeah, well, Jerod Mayo uses the future. In fact, used the future on this very radio show Monday as a reason why not to play Drake May right now.
Right.
So,
and I don't understand that. And I understand we're going to get to Matt Chatham and whatever he said about Wiggy not understanding. I'm with Wiggy. I don't get it.
You don't get it. Okay. All right, Courtney, great lead.
Good job, Courtney.
Thank you.
Worth the leapfrog, I believe.
Yeah, that's always
well, I just, I don't like to, Curtis could do a lead about
something
Taylor
else.
Swift, and then we're going back to football. Right. I just want to make sure that it's seamless.
Ooh, wow. I love it.
That's good. That's good radio instincts right there, Courtney.
We're going to get to Curtis's lead and Wiggy's lead and my lead next. For those who have an issue with Travis Kelce, I'm going to address that in my lead.
Okay.
And we will discover together what he just spent $70,000 on.
Wow.
When it comes to whether his mind is on football or not.
Engagement ring. Please be an engagement ring.
Yeah, that's not enough money for him.
We will get to that coming up next. Well, hello and good morning to Johnny Cakes watching this show on Twitch. You can do that every day. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And no, Johnny Cakes, I will never stop dancing. How dare you suggest that I would stop dancing? At my advanced age, I take every moment to celebrate every second of life. And if you're bothered by the fact that I am perhaps singing along with a rejoin song or dancing to it, then you can, you know what? You can shut Twitch off.
Johnny Cakes is my king. So
he is?
Yep.
Okay. Well, by the way, during the break on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937, find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. A text I did not read because I knew you were going to hate the word that was in it, or I assumed that you were going to hate the word that was in it, but I should probably check with you first. Text her during the break in lieu of you mentioning that I oftentimes open the door for you if we are traveling together somewhere or walking out of the building, suggested that it was only because I wanted to get a glance at your dumper.
Oh.
Is that a word that that women can't stand?
Like there's so many words to talk about. You're behind. That one is disgusting.
I can give you a list of them.
And you, that person must be single. Like, there's no way that that person has a girlfriend or a wife and is calling it a dumper.
Yeah, when you explain,
hey, honey, let me see your dumper.
When you explained it to me off air, Courtney, I was like,
like. That is, there's nothing sexy about
that.
Not at all.
I was on a date with somebody and maybe we started, you know, getting a little bit intimate and they said, you have a nice dumper, clothes are on, lights are on, I'm leaving.
You're out. That's it. You're done.
Dump truck works.
Yeah, dump truck
works.
Wagon
works.
Can you shorten it, say dumpy?
No.
No. Hell no.
I see.
Wagon works.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of other ones. Apple works.
Yep.
Bubble works.
Dumper Donk. Just makes me think of like the bathroom. And like it's just, it's gross. Yes,
heavy duty.
It's no, gross. I don't like that. Heavy duty.
Yes. All right. Anyway, we have Dumper. A few leads that remain before we get to They Said It at 7 and talk about what Brad Marchand said yesterday about the ongoing Jeremy Swayman saga. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. How is Balloon K not a part of that whole debate?
Somebody in the Twitch chat said, do you prefer Fart Box?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
no,
okay. Cool. Right. Anyway, Curtis, anyway, your leads.
The Twitch Fart chat's enraged to put on the Greg Hill show and see Greg Hill. It's a real sort of sneaky maneuver we have.
They just don't like my dance moves.
What up, Twitch?
That's okay. Yeah, what up, Twitch? And also YouTube, below YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Hi. Good morning.
I think the Twitch chat is bad. You ever been in the YouTube chat?
Terrible.
Nope,
terrible.
Cesspool.
How do I get in there?
It's 10 times worse than the Twitch.
Good morning to YouTube, though. Glad that you are watching. 800, 700 of you, whatever. Glad you're watching on YouTube as well.
I pray none of you have a gun. So we talk a lot about Drake May. Courtney alluded to it in relation to the Will Levis situation with the Titans. And I have said that you're not going to know what he is because they haven't built around the offense. They haven't built an offensive line. I find it shocking that there are people that blame Jerod Mayo for the team being 1-3. But here's what Greg Bedard said yesterday.
It's got to be Jerod Mayo. I mean, he's the head coach. He's in charge of everything. He sets the tone. He tells the offensive coordinator, or should be, this is what I want. This is what I want to do. I want to tell the team, we're going to go into this. We need to grab a lead against San Francisco. Anything 4th and 5 or less, we're going for in their territory. Doesn't do that. The defense, his baby, they're getting gashed all over the place. And it's not just because they're outmanned. They're being out-schemed.
Mm. Okay. Mm. If you switched coaches, we all believe Kyle Shanahan, very smart offensive mind.
Yep.
What do the Patriots beat the Niners on Sunday?
No.
Is it close?
Closer.
Maybe closer.
Okay, so maybe instead of losing by 17, it's 10.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Like Kevin Shanahan's Patriots coach?
Right.
Yeah, I still say the score's the same.
Right.
What's he do different?
Right. So this
the offense would be a lot better.
No, but you still don't have a quarterback, so the offense would still stink.
Right. Who's going to block Bosa? Is he going to have like 6 new linemen?
Yeah, but he'd scheme it up so that you can actually run.
Stop it, Shime.
Thank you.
You got Jacoby Brissett back there. You could scheme all you want. It's not going to make a difference.
Okay.
And you know how we all said at the beginning of the year, Mayo's got a long runway. Well, it's week 4. The team is the identical record as they were the last 3 years with a different coach. Last year, just to remind you, you had just lost 38-3 in week 4 to fall to 1-3. The conversation that this is Mayo's fault, he hasn't been perfect. He's made mistakes. I think he'll continue to make mistakes. But Bedard worked covering the Packers, covered Elliot Wolf, covered Wolf's dad, and is doing the bidding of a guy that did nothing in the offseason to improve the team.
Mm. Okay. I agree with you. It's the current situation is more on Elliot Wolf.
And Robert Kraft.
Mm-hmm. And Robert Kraft, and it is on Jerod Mayo.
Thank you.
So,
I would agree, though, the defense is pot Mayo and those guys. Like,
well,
you know, giving up plays and, you know, better scheme defensively.
And if you believe there's general pandemonium going on and guys are speaking on the radio and saying things about their teammates that they shouldn't say, then that is on Jerod Mayo as well. And that is not running a tight ship. But great lead, Curtis. Thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. Good lead, Curtis. That was a good lead. And the other thing I'd put on Wolf is, I don't know if I'd put on Wolf or Mayo. Mayo said, we struggle at pass rush. Well, you should have not. You should have never got rid of Judon. But another conversation. Let me say this about Brad Marchand. I want to give him some credit for finally coming out and saying some things where he's kind of defending his teammate in the sense that this is part of the business. Because remember early on, we all thought that he might have been taking, you know, subliminal shots at Swayman for holding out. Brad, as a player, you know better than anybody else. And, you know, as a former professional athlete, when your teammate is trying to get paid and you have the type of platform that Brad has because you're a big voice in that, you're a big person in that locker room, you always want to come to the defense of your player so he can maximize his value and get the contract number that he knows he's worth and that you know that he's probably worth, and the team is always going to undercut players. So initially I thought Brad was like, yo, I was like, what? Oh, and look at the picture too.
Is that Brad Marchand and Jeremy Swayman at a coffee shop?
Oh, my God.
The fact that,
do we get this?
The fact that they got you got erection this bad.
That was awful.
This is the...
So good.
Swayman is, like, lit like he's on TV.
Yes.
Sweetie has his tongue out.
Sweetie, it looks like he's in a dungeon somewhere.
It's literally one of the most famous Don Sweeney memes there is.
Oh, my God. I mean, in Curtis's defense, he probably was doing other things, parenting, and just looked at it for a minute.
I did, but it's not an excuse. I was dead wrong.
He thought the two of them were at a coffee shop in the Seaport with no one else. Right. Sorry, the three of them. And that somebody just happened to catch a picture of it.
Can I say I was this close so to bad. Starting the show by wondering why you guys didn't make a bigger deal of
God.
It?
Oh, my God. I hadn't seen
And when Greg
picture.
Said he's expecting to be traded, I was like, what? You didn't see they were at the coffee shop?
Sweeney looks like the Exorcist, like his head is completely going to spin around.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The fact
but
that
you're, you're saying you like what Brad Marchand said yesterday, and you consider it to be in defense of his teammate.
Right, because the players should always come to defense for
their
team.
Look at Sweeney's head.
I can't believe you got Eric Shund on that.
Yeah, I can't even continue my lead. This is so bad.
Mitch even points out there's no way a coffee house in the Seaport has a chair that looks that bad at the front.
And, like, what did you think this would be everywhere?
That's why I said, I was like, this morning, I was like, why are we burying the lead?
Swayman don't even look real.
All right. Well, you good lead. We will get to what Brad Marchand said yesterday in a couple minutes during they said it. And then we'll get to my lead as well.
Right. It's kind of like Waltz being in Tiananmen Square. We can all get, you know, confused where we are and when we're there.
Oh, that is so bad.
Courtney has anxiety over my Travis Kelce lead.
Yeah.
I'm so ready for this.
He wrote a check for $70,000 or something. And Courtney is anticipating what it is. So we'll get to that coming up next.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.